Delusions of the Last Days, 1894. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, 2. Before the last developments of the work of apostasy, there will be a confusion of faith. There will not be clear and definite ideas concerning the mystery of God. One truth after another will be corrupted. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy 3, verse 16. There are many who deny the pre-existence of Christ, and therefore deny His divinity. They do not accept Him as a personal Savior. This is a total denial of Christ. He was the only begotten Son of God, who was one with the Father from the beginning. By Him the worlds were made. In denying the miraculous incarnation of Christ, many turn from other truths of heavenly origin and accept fables of Satan's invention. They lose spiritual discernment and practice that which is brought to them and impressed upon their minds through the agency of Satan. As the convict is branded and defaced by a hot iron, so their consciences are seared and marred by sin. They proclaim their own righteousness and exalt themselves before the people in order to gain confidence and to draw to their side those who have not received the love of the truth. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1-4. Spiritualism is about to take the world captive. There are many who think that spiritualism is upheld through trickery and imposture, but this is far from the truth. Superhuman power is working in a variety of ways, and few have any idea as to what will be the manifestations of spiritualism in the future. The foundation for the success of spiritualism has been laid in the assertions that have been made from the pulpits of our land. The ministers have proclaimed, as Bible doctrines, falsehoods that have originated from the arch-deceiver. The doctrine of consciousness after death, of the spirits of the dead being in communion with the living, has no foundation in the Scriptures, and yet this theory is affirmed as truth. Through this false doctrine, the way has been opened for the spirits of devils to deceive the people as representing themselves as the dead. Satanic agencies personate the dead and thus bring souls into captivity. Satan has a religion. He has a synagogue and devout worshipers. To swell the ranks of his devotees, he uses all manner of deception. The signs and wonders of spiritualism will become more and more pronounced as the professed Christian world rejects the plainly revealed truth of the Word of God and refuses to be guided by a plain, "Thus saith the Lord," accepting instead the doctrines and the commandments of men. Through rejecting light and truth, many are deciding their destiny for eternal death. And as men reject truth, the Spirit of God will gradually withdraw itself from the earth, and the prince of this earth will have more and more control over his subjects. He will show great signs and wonders as credentials of his divine claims, and through spiritualism will work against Christ and his agencies. The Scriptures positively forbid intercourse with evil angels on the supposition of communion with the dead. Through this deception, Satan can educate souls in his school of falsehood and make of none effect the lessons that Christ could teach, which, if practiced, would result in the eternal life of those who obey. Satan is seeking to form a great confederacy of evil by uniting fallen men and fallen angels. But the Lord says, "When they shall say unto you, Seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards, and that matter, should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to His word, it is because there is no light in them." Isaiah 8, verse 19-20. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among the people. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 20, verse 6, 1931. The great power that attends spiritualism has its origin in the great leading rebel, Satan, the prince of devils. It is through his artifice that evil angels have been able to substitute themselves for the dead, and through lying hypocrisy, they have led men to have intercourse with devils. Those who commune with the supposed spirits of the dead are communing with those who will have a corrupting, demoralizing power upon the mind. Christ commanded that we should have no intercourse with sorcerers and with those who have familiar spirits. This class are represented in the gospel as among those who shall perish in their iniquity, the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21, verse 8. For years, spiritualism has been growing in strength and gaining in popularity by advocating a certain kind of faith in Christ, and thus many Protestants are becoming infatuated with this mystery of iniquity. It is little wonder that they are deluded when they persistently retain the error that, as soon as the breath leaves the body, the spirit goes immediately to heaven or hell. Through the hold this doctrine has upon them, the way is prepared for the delusive working of the prince of the power of the air. Satan personated the serpent in Eden, regarding this creature as best adapted for his line of temptations. Satan has been increasing in skillful methods of constantly practicing upon the human mind. It is his one purpose to complete the work which he began in Eden, and work the ruin of mankind. Through his mysterious workings, he can insinuate himself into the circles of the most educated and refined, for he was once an exalted being, in a high position of responsibility among the heavenly hosts. It is a mistake to represent him as a monstrous being with hoofs and horns, for he is still a fallen angel. He is capable of mingling the highest intellectual greatness with the basest cruelty and the most degrading corruption. If he had not this power, many would escape his snares, who are now charmed with his attractive representations and taken captive by his delusions. As the Spirit of God shall be withdrawn from the earth, his, Satan's, power will be more and more manifest. The knowledge that he had through being in connection with God as a covering cherub, he will now use to subordinate his subjects who fell from their high estate. He will use every power of his exalted intellect to misrepresent God and to instigate rebellion against Jesus Christ, the commander of heaven. In the synagogue of Satan, he brings under his scepter and into his councils those agents whom he can use to promote his worship. It is not a strange matter to find a species of refinement and a manifestation of intellectual greatness in the lives and characters of those who are inspired by fallen angels. Satan can impart scientific knowledge and give men chapters upon philosophy. He is conversant with history and versed in worldly wisdom. Almost every phase of talent is now being brought into captivity to the prince of the power of darkness. Worldly-minded men, because they wish to exalt themselves and have separated from God, do not love to retain God in their knowledge, for they claim to possess a higher, grander intellect than that of Jesus Christ. Satan envies Christ and makes the claim that he is entitled to a higher position than the commander of heaven. His self-exaltation led him to despise the law of God and resulted in his expulsion from heaven. Through the papacy, he has manifested his character and brought out the principles of his government. Of this power, the Apostle Paul says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work, that wicked shall be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, 4, 7-12. The confederacy of evil will not stand. The Lord says, "Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye of far countries, gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not, a confederacy, to all them to whom this people shall say, A confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread, and he shall be for a sanctuary." Isaiah 8, verse 9-14. Satan will use his agencies to carry out diabolical devices to overpower the saints of God, as in times past he used the Roman power to stay the course of Protestantism. Yet the people of God can look calmly at the whole array of evil and come to the triumphant conclusion that because Christ lives, we shall live also. The people of God are to advance in the same spirit in which Jesus met the assaults of the prince of darkness in the past. The evil confederacy can advance only in the course which Jesus has marked out before them. Every step of their advance brings the saints of God nearer the great white throne, nearer the successful termination of their warfare. The confederacy of evil will finally be destroyed, for the prophet says, "Behold, the day cometh, that shall burn as an oven, and all that proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be as stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Malachi 4, verse 1. Even of him whose heart was lifted up because of his beauty, who corrupted his wisdom by reason of his brightness, the Lord says, "I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more." Ezekiel 28, verse 18, 19.